So I'm at the Megas Awards, which is the Media Guardian Innovation of the Year type stuff, and I'm slightly pissed off because actually we haven't been nominated or anything, but I know some people who have been. Tweetminster.
Hello, Mark. It's good to be back.
Who am I talking to?
It's Andrew here from Tweetminster, at Killdozer, if you want to follow the stupid name, and Albert.
That was me just knocking over a pretty ridiculous menu encased in Perspex. But we'll forget about that and say...
What do I want to say?
Who are you?
Alberto from Tweetminster 2. Mark's just destroyed our chances of winning an award tonight.
Yes.
He's literally shattered them.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, someone will clear that up. Oh, he will. Have you got any news for us?
We're launching our election special next week on Thursday.
Yeah, that's going to be an exciting launch. Lots of real-time sentiment, tickers, graphs, tweeting heat maps of what's going on around the UK and in the Twitter election. So it's going to be the ultimate election dashboard, we hope.
And are you, who are you doing that with?
We're launching our own platform, and we have various smaller partnerships with various organisations and companies.
So as a humdrum user coming to your site, what's it going to give me?
We can't say too much now, or we're ruining the surprise, but...
Tell me one thing.
We're venturing into predictive modelling and showing where the parties are campaigning by mining Twitter for information.
What's that mean?
It means that there's a chance that you might be able to work out who's going to win the election before it happens. But having said that, let's not forget that predicting elections is a mug's game, and that goes for computers, I think, as well as for people.
And actually, it doesn't matter if you get it wrong anyway, so, because, you know, half the people do.
Well, the thing is the tech is really cool. That's the important bit, you know. Predicting the outcomes, I think it's more exciting getting the analytical tools right for looking at what happens after the election, because then we've got spending cuts, we've maybe got a new budget, we've got a whole load of stuff happening that's going to provide really interesting data, and we're going to be there to analyse it and deliver the inside story.
And Tweetminster currently UK only, looking to go further afield?
We're UK only, we have lots of ideas that we'll explore after the election.